Hey, fam, I'm Jada Pinkett Smith, and this is the Red Table Talk podcast. All your favorite episodes from the Facebook Watch Show in audio, produced by Westbrook Audio and iHeartRadio. Please don't forget to rate and review on Apple Podcasts.
So I'm excited, but...
Well, I know you're excited because you're a big Gabrielle fan.
I'm a big Gab fan.
I know you are.
So this is our girlfriend relationship show. We're talking about different women that I wanted to talk to. Gabrielle Union just kept coming into my mind. And I was like, Gabrielle, but me and Gabrielle don't speak. Gabrielle and I were never really girlfriends. We were great associates that at some point that dissolved. And for 17 years, we have not really spoken.
You don't even know what you're mad about,
okay? We don't even know. When we got on the phone, I was like, Gabrielle, what happened? She's like, girl, I don't know.
Yeah.
So today I really want to talk to Gabrielle to just figure out how we as women specifically get here. And then how we reunite with them sometimes and sometimes
and
we
sometimes,
don't.
And sometimes you can't heal it.
Right. And this particular episode is about
healing.
So I know, and don't fan out on me asking for autographs and all that.
No, you know you have taught me well. I try not to ask for pictures or autographs and try not to act goofy. That's hard. Hi.
How are you?
Hi, my mother.
How are you?
So happy to meet you.
I'm so glad that you came.
No.
Come on, we're going to go to the red table and get this popping.
Your house is beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm going to let you lead because I got lost.
Did you?
I got lost.
Oh, man.
We flew right past it.
So, yeah, we're going to walk on over here to the red table.
This is dope vibes.
There you go. You ready?
Let's clear set, please.
This is a very special show for me because what I decided to do was to make this about creating a new girlfriend. Gab and I, we had a bit of a break. We don't know how. And she's been open to this healing. She's been open to this conversation.
Yeah, because everyone plays a part.
Everybody plays a part. Yeah, it felt so good on the phone with you to even just go, hey, I'm sorry that I didn't even take the time to talk to you, you know, and then I had to just apologize and just thinking to myself, damn, Jada, that was some petty ass. But at the same time going, well, that's where you were then. Thank God you're someplace else now, you know.
And I'm not, you know, I could have been like, okay, I know this is super uncomfortable, but I'm gonna hop in your face and we're gonna talk.
Right.
But I was like, okay.
Exactly. And then
you're like, it's not going to affect my life.
Yeah, but it does.
And it is.
It does.
Because your brain keeps going back there.
Yeah, because every time we would see each other, we were always cordial and always nice, but it was always tension.
I think it was it last year? Maybe it was 2 years ago. Me and my friend were leaving the White House.
Yes!
Now, this is some, like, bougie black people thing. So when we're leaving I was leaving the White House. Barack had a jazz thing.
Yes.
And you were walking up.
Walking in, yes.
And there was that moment of, like,
hug her? It's like, hey.
Yeah. Like, fist bump. And it was like, but it's like, what was natural for both of us is to be, like,
yeah.
You know, but we were both in our...
Like, just like,
thing.
Yeah, you know, like, all right.
Yeah, okay. You tell Barack and Michelle, so what's up? It's cool. All
right. Right. Yeah. And even then, I was just like, what the hell is that about? And then we saw each other at the NAACP Awards.
Mm-hmm. There was a picture. They're like, you guys get in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to make her feel weird being like, you know. It's the stiffest picture, y'all.
Oh, man. It's a trip. It's a trip. And it's not even about having to be the best of friends or best girlfriends or what have you. Just simple consideration, respect, and knowing, hey, we're in this together.
It's our own personal healing.
One of the things I found really powerful, you did a speech at Essence just about your journey as far as your healing with female relationships.
I used to shrink in the presence of other dope, beautiful women. I used to revel in gossip and rumors. I took joy in people's pain, and I tap danced on their misery. Real fierce and fearless women celebrate and compliment other women, and we recognize and embrace the notion that their shine in no way diminishes our light, and that it actually makes our light shine brighter.
I listen to you speak, and I'm like, Gab's on the path. She's figuring it out. She's in a process. So I really want to know, what was that moment for you when you realized, okay, enough is enough?
I had to hit rock bottom. I had to lose everything. For me, that was my first marriage.
Right.
Going through the divorce process. I lost my show. My show was canceled. And I was having difficult relationships with my BFFs.
Got it.
You know, my day ones.
Right.
And it was everyone's fault but my own. And I literally found myself under my bed with my dog. It was that moment where I was like, I don't think I can get any lower than this. This is probably what people mean when they say they've hit rock bottom.
Right.
And I started working with AJ Johnson.
Can you just explain to our Red Table family who AJ Johnson is?
AJ Johnson is a physical trainer and life coach and also an actress.
Yes, she is.
And she's been a host at times.
Yep.
But she is a changer of many lives in Hollywood.
Yeah, she is. She's been around a long time. We love her.
And with AJ, it was a combination of working out.
Okay.
And while in the middle of working out, she would kind of be shouting out questions. And so one day she said, make a happy list. But we were boxing.
Got it.
She said, tell me 10 things that make you happy. And I'm punching, but I can't think of anything that makes me happy. Not one thing that makes me happy.
Got it.
And so she's like, give me something, anything. And I'm like, okay. Butter. imitation crab, ground beef. So butter, imitation crab, and ground beef. And she stopped and she said, okay, of course your marriage failed.
Wow.
You don't know what makes you happy. Why would you think somebody else knows how to make you happy?
That
when
part.
You don't know what makes you happy.
That part.
So we start doing the work. I'm feeling amazing. I'm starting to feel a lot better about myself.
Right.
And we go to a party and this woman walks in,
right.
Hot LA girl. And I start to feel like I'm shrinking.
Right.
And I start reverting to my usual.
Okay.
Which is when I feel like I'm shrinking.
Okay.
And attention is being taken away. When I feel like I've got a good outfit on.
Yep.
Like my hair is done.
Yep.
I've got enough credits. Have you seen my IMDb page? I am deserving of attention.
Right.
You know, when Michelle Obama said, you know, the high road.
Yes.
I hate the high road. I
yeah,
hate
you
it.
Are so
it's like getting on the 405
funny.
At 4 o'clock on
How
a Friday.
Could you hate the high
I hate the high road because you don't get the instant gratification.
No, you don't.
Saying what is on your mind.
Yeah, no, it is not the instant.
In the exact tone.
Yeah, no.
And no. So I get the attention back on me because I'm talking
okay, got
about
it.
The hot girl.
Right.
How is she at this party? Who did she do X, Y, and Z to?
Right.
You know, you start to assassinate someone's character. And AJ, she said, okay, wait, I'm going to stop you right there. Did you get the job that you wanted? I'm like, huh?
Right.
She said, did your house get bigger? Did your bank account grow? I'm like, what are you talking? She's like, what did you accomplish by tearing that woman down?
Right.
All you did is reveal to everyone in this party what low self-esteem you have.
Mm.
Or that.
Right.
And that's what it took. She got me right between the eyes.
Right.
It was harsh in the moment, but then it was like, damn,
right.
I have been communicating through negativity. I've been shrinking other people, hoping that I'm growing.
Right.
Yes, I will be the super friend, super mother, super freak, super chef, super
yep.
whatever. And when you do all of that, you have nothing left for yourself.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Somebody else comes along and we feel threatened in some form, and we feel like we have to shrink somebody else down in order to feel bigger. I have had so much revelation in just the idea of what it takes to connect to other women and what creates within us the inability to do that. What was the process that you took on in order to...
I had to call a thing first.
And what was that?
I'm a hater.
Ooh!
Oh. I'm a troll.
Okay.
Like, you know, now you would say you're an internet troll come to life.
Got it,
you are the worst part of the comment section of social media. And she's like, all those negative things that had been happening in your life.
Right.
It's exactly what you're putting out. You're getting back.
Got it. So is that reflection, that mirror.
And I had to see myself clearly.
Right.
And it's ugly. It's hard. It's painful to recognize that you are the common denominator for the vast majority of your problems.
Let me tell you something. I've had a couple of years of that. Looking at somebody else and going, oh, no, you're the problem. You're the problem. You're the problem.
But people will tell you that you're keeping it real.
Yes.
They love it when you point out other people's.
Absolutely. And while you just sink it.
Yeah. Like, I'm drowning.
Yes.
But look over there.
Exactly. Yeah. And let me tell you, that was an aha moment when I had to do this. Oh, no, baby girl. All that you created. And so, yeah,
it's so hard. It's so hard.
It's devastating. It's not just hard. It's devastating.
And it's to mourn that death of who you thought you were.
That part. We do need to have girlfriends that are willing to pull our coattails.
Yes.
But in a loving way.
Well, there's some girlfriends, and I'll use my finger quotes, who want to squash you.
Right.
The goal isn't to watch you evolve.
Right.
The goal is to watch you be miserable.
Right.
And there's something that is appealing about your misery to them.
Right.
And then there are the real girlfriends.
Right.
Who can be honest in a loving way, because the goal isn't to squash you. The goal is to watch you evolve.
Right.
Into the woman that you actually want to be. And again, but we also have to be in a space of receiving it in that way.
Now here, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah. We got to be ready.
Because what does ready even look like?
Right. What does it look like? What does it mean? Well, I'll tell you what it was for me. And that was to be ready to receive someone looking at me and going, nah, you're better than that. And I realized that in my life, I just was not willing to have that. I was like, no. And it came out of fear. Because you know, if you take all that, then we got to be responsible for it. And it's like, no. I'd rather play victim, because that is where I get to play small.
So comfy, isn't it? I call it the cloak of victimhood.
Yes.
And we don't want to take it off. It's like a Snuggie.
Yes.
And we're like, oh, it's so good. And people will let you be a victim for your entire life.
Won't they?
And you wake up and you're 70 and you're like, well, it's been great. And they're like, well, you know, she was an amazing singer, but you know, that thing happened to
Yes.
back in 62. And this is, you know, where we're at. But people will let you be there because being a victim is also comfortable for everybody else.
That part.
Because when you take accountability for yourself and your own healing, a lot of people lose a little bit of control.
Right.
It's easier to control a victim than it is to control a healed, evolved person.
In this process of growth, there have been friends of mine who have kind of fallen off.
Mm-hmm.
So have you found that in your journey?
Oh, yeah, they had to go.
Yeah.
And I have zero regret.
I'm still working on that process.
Oh, I have none. Bye.
Yeah, I'm still working on that.
If you're ever ready, I'll be over here living my best life and enjoying who I really am.
Right.
And I see that you are enjoying your misery, and I'm going to leave you to that.
Right.
And I have zero guilt about that.
So what has been your process in regards to finding your true self? What is
therapy?
Right.
And silence. Silence. And being okay with my own company.
And in the stillness.
Yeah.
Just sitting there and really finding comfort in being alone. I want to tell you, that has been for me the greatest gift to find is that me time. And I'm talking about that real deal me time. I'm not talking about an hour in the bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about days. Because I did have to get with the fact that I'm a people pleaser. And let me tell you, that was my mother. She's like, you know you're codependent, right? And that's with everybody. That's with your girlfriends. That's with everybody. That's what you really need to look at. You're codependent. And I was like, I'm not codependent. I just like people to be happy.
At my expense.
Right?
And my sanity and peace.
Yes, yes.
And you want people to like you, so you say yes. Yes, I will sacrifice my own career to enhance my husband's.
Right.
Yes, I will be the super friend, super mother, super freak, super chef, super whatever. Also donate time for, you know, giving blood and the homeless and And when you do all of that, so people can call you a good woman or yep. a good friend or a good wife or whatever Ever. It is that it takes to be considered amazing,
good.
You have nothing left for yourself.
So how have you dealt with that? Just in order...
I say no. And no used to be so terrifying. Because
right.
no means a boundary.
Right.
And if you put up boundaries, then maybe people won't come back.
We're both wives. We have our own careers and our own thing, but then we also happen to have husbands that have their careers and have their own thing. Because when you talk about those sacrifices that we'll make for our husbands, partners, life partners, I think as women, we have this fear of, oh man, if I don't do this, he'll find somebody else who'll do it. And I hate that messaging. And I got to the point in my own situation where I was like, well, if you can find somebody else to do it, then by golly, go do it. Because for real, I can't do that like that anymore. I have to do more for myself. I have to. Having the partner that I have, thank God he came along on the train. I became a new woman. I really did. It was quite freeing. Have you had that kind of process in your situation?
Well, because we went through so much in the dating phase.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And the idea that a good woman
right.
or a good future wife should have the propensity to handle enormous amounts of pain.
Yeah.
And that's what makes you a good wife. When we got married, we had to redefine that. As an evolved person, mm-hmm. as a healed person, I'm not interested in pain, and I'm not interested in hurting you either.
Yeah.
I married somebody's dream. It was like I married D. Wade, and I have a marriage with Dwayne Tyrone Wade Jr.
There you go.
And I'm still getting to know him.
Yes.
And I'm in an amazing friendship marriage with this beautiful man that I didn't even know existed.
Just explain to me a little bit, Gab, of why the Me Too movement is important to you.
It's incredibly personal.
Right.
Me Too.
Right.
When I was 19, I was raped at gunpoint at my after school job. And it speaks to me because I had to figure out how to go from victim to survivor.
Yeah.
And kind of at times feeling very alone
yeah.
in that, feeling like I was screaming into a hurricane and no one was hearing me. And with the Me Too movement, I feel like I found my people. It's a tribe I never wanted to be in, but now that I'm here, I'm so happy to know that there's other people who want to be healed, who want to get justice, who want to unleash and unload their pain.
Right.
And I want to be a voice for some of the voiceless. But yeah, thank God for the Me Too movement because so many people have just been suffering in silence.
I want you to know I commend you for having the courage to talk about it in the way that you have. I really thank you for that. It's working. Like I told you on the phone, this is my year of growth. I'm really just in my life just cleaning up a lot of stuff. And you were one of them. Having this moment with you is helping me in that process.
Well, I told you on the phone that it was like a gorilla hopped off my back that I didn't even know was there.
Right.
And I needed that. I needed you. So, thank you.
Thank you. This has been beautiful. And I hope from here on out that we have a bond and you know you can call on me for anything. And thank you for just being open to this.
Thank you.
And thank you guys for being here with us at the Red Table. And please comment about what you saw today and, you know, tell us your story. You know?
I want to hear. I want to see.
Yeah,
hit us on Facebook. I want to know.
Yeah, for sure. So just let us know.
These are tough journeys, but they're worth it.
They are worth it. Most definitely. All right, let's get Gab out of here. She's been here long enough.
What? My hips. Thank you guys for making this easy.
I hope it was easy.
Opening your home.
Yes, I hope it was easy, Mama.
Jaden! What's happening?
On our next Red Table Talk,
we are talking about parenting.
Will and I were warring over Jaden.
I don't want to be like everybody else.
I get it.
It's just so simple.
I remember Will called me and he was like, have you talked about this with Jaden and him wearing a skirt?
That's 86 on the video.
I wanted you to have something super special when you came here. Something special that just reminded you always of how special you are, how grateful I am that you have been so open to this process. And so I wanted to give you something as a memory.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me?
No.
Thank you.
I want to put it on you. Let this key be a reminder that you are the key to your power. Yay. That looks so beautiful on you. You are so welcome.
So, Gab, before you leave, can I get a picture?
Of course.
Yeah, because it's just you and I at the table.
Oh, no. Okay.
To join the Red Table Talk family and become a part of the conversation, follow us at facebook.com/redtabletalk. Thanks for listening to this episode of Red Table Talk Podcast, produced by Facebook Watch, Westbrook Audio, and iHeartRadio.